Okay, ini adalah episod pertama kita untuk podcast Santai Bersama Otai dengan guest host saya pada anda hari ini adalah shit, nama aku apa eh?
Kau Motai ke?
Aku Motai. Nama aku Motai.
Habis aku apa eh?
Dan nama anda adalah untuk podcast hari ini Jazil. Adalah Jazli.
Jazil.
Okay. So, okay, selamat datang kepada episod pertama kita di Santai Bersama Otai dengan guest host anda, Motai. Dan hari ni kita punya special guest adalah Jazil. Okay, Jazil, so awak sedang ceritakan pengalaman awak dengan awak punya ex. So, beritahu kepada pendapat-pendapat, apa? Viewers dalam bahasa Melayu apa?
Penonton
pendengar kita di podcast ini, apakah pendapat awak, pengalaman awak dengan awak punya ex-girlfriend lah?
Kau nak tahu daripada mana, daripada start ke apa?
Okey, apa kata kau ceritakan daripada start? Sebab sekarang ni orang-orang kita, orang yang tengah dengar ni tak tahu apa cerita kau.
Tapi cerita panjang dulu.
Tak apa. Selagi panjang kita ceritakan lagi bagus, ada banyak konten.
Kita ada satu jam eh.
Satu konten. Jam.
Ya. Yeah. Macam mana nak ceritakan eh? Okay, mula, apa aku nak namakan aku punya ex? Sarah.
Abid.
Abid nama lelaki.
Tak apa lah. Dia perangai macam lelaki. So kita treat dia macam lelaki. Betul tak? Perangai setan, buang macam cibai. So kalau kita cakap nama dia Abid eh, macam sesuai juga.
Okay, so ni Abid.
Macam mana kau kenal Abid?
Macam mana? Okay, starting from, kau tahu masa MLS ke, basically ada, kita ada this Malay Language Society from NSP, this club lah. Habis they host social events. Okay, so basically there's one time during one of the production.
Oh, kau kenal Abid daripada MLS? Bukan dari Audi?
Bukan.
Shit.
During one, masa aku
fikir Audi oh.
Tak, masa aku jadi ni pakcik tua.
Oh shit. That was your first time?
That was my first time. Like I saw her, I think.
Okay.
Okay, aku macam
so suddenly that makes you think like macam kau suka dia gitu.
So I mean I contact with her. Okay, then macam habis aku follow dia kan Instagram lah. Then aku ternampak dia kat McDonald's after one of the trainings or what lah. Habis she was buying something. No, she was buying Mac or something, I don't remember. Habis macam kita macam Insta DM ke apa lah. Cakap you bought McDonald's ke apa eh. Tadi baru nampak.
Kira kan macam nak start combo lah gitu.
Tadi baru nampak kau makan. Macam
kau bawa aku ke, kau bawa Ayu ke hai, awak
Ayu.
Serius lah, aku from the start terus bawa Ayu.
Ini aku berbual Ayu dalam English lah. Aku tak macam Ayu Melayu.
Kira kan you speak English all the way lah. Yeah. Oh, okay, faham.
Kau macam kalau aku kau macam
kurang ajar sikit.
Tak sisi.
Betul.
So aku berbual bahasa English lah. Bila nak refer to first person and the one I'm speaking to lah.
Faham.
Yeah. Okay, so macam lepas dah start convo semua, dah okay. Habis lepas tu macam kita asyik berbual lama-lama lah. Habis sampai kita dah tak berbual lagi. Just suddenly aku stop berbual dengan dia lah.
Okay. Cause, sebab?
Cause I just like didn't want to have anything lah. Aku just macam rasa I don't want any relationship or what. Okay, then after that kita like few months later, then after that dah nak dekat exam, then we had next studies. We started studying at Audi. Then the first time I went
Audi. Asal tiba-tiba macam kuat ni eh.
Entah, punya pot word. Okay, the first time kita belajar kat Audi, siapa yang ajar aku? Zul eh? Atau kau? Okay, ada maybe Yusof.
Aku belum dapat dengan kau lagi sangat.
Aku tak ingat. Ada satu orang ajak aku pergi belajar kat Audi. Suddenly I didn't realize I said right opposite Aida, like on the same table.
Abid. Tak apalah.
Yeah,
so nampaknya pendengar-pendengar kita sudah terexpose nama ex-girlfriend dia. Tapi tak apa. Korang cuba lupakan. Kalau tak boleh lupakan pun just jangan ingatlah nama dia. Tapi daripada sekarang kita akan refer to her as A.
Abid.
A je lah. Kau Abid. Susah nak cakap Abid.
Okay, so basically I was sitting on the same table as Abid. Right, like right opposite. Then kawan dia, the best friend was there. The best friend was sitting next to her.
Best friend nama siapa? Oh, best friend. Okay. B. So,
B
sayang.
B sayang.
B babi. Muka okay. Macam babi.
Okay, so I was okay lah. Lepas tu the situation was damn awkward. We avoid eye contact as much as possible. Aku tak tahu kalau dia perasan ke tak at that time. Aku rasa dia pun tengah avoid. So I was just doing my own work. Habis macam try to avoid lah. Then the next thing I know is a post dia indirect aku.
Apa dia indirect?
No, pasal macam I was like being awkward to or something.
Okay.
Or maybe macam rasa that tension lah when we were sitting opposite each other. Dia dah rasa lepas tu je dah post. Habis aku macam rasa bersalah. So I
Jajah.
How did the situation arise where it was indirect to me or
No. Wait. Asal dia tiba-tiba indirect kau?
Because we had something on before. Then suddenly I cut off. Like out of sudden.
Oh, okay, kau masih ingat tak apa yang dia kata dekat dia yang direct Instagram tu?
Aku tak ingat.
Okay.
Aku tak ingat.
By the way, ni aku punya first time aku dengar kau punya cerita pasal ni lah dengan Abid.
Serius?
Kau tak pernah berlaku pasal how you actually met her lah actually. Sebab aku rapat dengan kau terus kau memang dah dengan dia apa? Tak, actually kau ingat tak the first time aku makan breakfast dengan korang? Aku macam fikir korang ada something on tau. Macam ni macam something je. Something
je. I saw Bree drown in honey. Cause aku macam tense gila nak mampus.
Kau tense gila?
Ha.
Uff, pandai lah dia.
Aku rasa dia indirect lah. But I'm not really sure. Aku
pandai juga
aku
ni Abid.
Aku maybe terasa. Okay. So lepas tu aku start to macam reply to her story lah. Macam habis kita start berbual tiba-tiba. So okay. Like aku cakap dengan dia, I want to make it up to her. Macam cause I didn't want any macam silap faham ke apa lah. Aku terus terang dengan dia, aku actually macam think that I don't really want a relationship. I'm not really thinking about it lah. Habis tiba-tiba okay lah. Lepas tu aku tanya je nak keluar ke tak. Keluar. Then aku macam set up a date lah. Macam maybe like few days later lah. Habis aku macam bagi dia 3 option. Nak pergi ni, nak pergi tu, nak pergi lagi satu. Habis so the date start lah. Then that's where it all started. So basically dia punya date the first day macam kita start keluar, it didn't really went as planned. Cause the building we wanted to visit, the abandoned building was being demolished. So there was a construction there.
So macam change of plans lah gitu.
Yeah. So we had to walk all the way like a few kilometers then back.
Terus macam impromptu lah.
Terus cause kita dah sampai, habis kita patah balik. Cause the place was dalam gila. Habis kita masa tengah jalan dah nak hujan. Habis ada kereta keep passing by. Habis ada satu kereta stop untuk kita. Kita naik that kereta.
Ah, serius ah?
Habis sampai
tu Grab ke apa?
Tak.
Dia tolong. Korang tengah jalan. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Macam dekat padang.
Habis ada kereta keep passing, a few car keep passing by. Habis ada satu car offered to offer us
dia like, stop lah cakap macam hi, would you want us to
pasal tengah hujan habis macam kesian.
Oh, korang tengah basah?
Bukan lebat, it's just gerimis lah, pakai... dan nak hujan.
Oh.
Then they stop us at the bus stop.
Baik siul.
Ya. Yeah. Lepas tu kita
kat balik. Kat mana tempat tu?
New Tew.
Kat mana siul New Tew?
Tempat kau tahu Jalan Bahar?
Kat sini je.
Jalan Bahar habis nanti ada lepas camp ni
Sekejap, Banner Building tu ada
kau apa? Kau tahu PCG ni lah. Dia ada PCG juga lah.
Mana? Tak, tapi aku tak tahu lah.
Sabar eh. Aku nak get the description.
Okay, continue cerita. Sambil-sambil.
Aku tak boleh multitask.
Okay, kepada para pendengar kita
Lim Chu Kang Road.
Okay, para pada para pendengar kita, aku nak minta maaf kalau podcast ni
lebih jauh
boring sebab kita punya kawan sedang ceritakan pengalaman dia dengan dia
punya ex. Kita jalan.
So ini adalah episod pertama, so kita nak testing je. Kalau tak berapa show, tak berapa tu gerik, korang boleh skip tu dah sekian episod dah kalau korang nak. Tapi harap-harap korang stay je lah dengar lah eh. Okay, tu je. Okay, continue.
Part tadi aku tersebut, kau boleh edit keluar.
Boleh try. Okay, boleh try.
Okay. Habis, dah... Okay, I skip after the next day. Kita plan nak overnight. No, it was impromptu kan yang kita yang first overnight.
Tak lah. Aku memang dah selalu plan nak overnight. Aku every exam tu akan overnight.
Macam aku tanya dia, Abid nak pergi, nak overnight lah nari. Cause ini tersadu so. Then dia kata, dia pun on lah. Habis kita overnight tempat sana.
Tapi that was not her first time overnight kan?
No. We grab together from, aku rasa kita book to stop. So aku grab towards her, then grab to my school.
Oh, kau dari rumah dia?
Tak, aku dari rumah.
Okay.
Biar aku nak check pain yang mati. Terus servis habis. So aku book grab lah. Book grab rumah dia. Habis pergi sekolah. Tu yang kau nampak aku.
First time aku.
Nampak aku tak. Kita dah start rapat.
Okay.
Habis kita overnight lah. So skip overnight. Rapat. Kita dah rapat. Habis macam the first few months, it was kind of a hell. Cause we keep fighting. Macam gaduh lah. Arguments. Cause apparently she...
Tak, tapi tu korang dah get together belum?
Dah.
Okay, so korang get together after how long of talking?
Maybe 1 month then official.
So cepat, aku dah 1 month dengan Yasin.
Yang kita pergi Lim Chu Kang tu, that was during National Day.
Aku rasa aku ingat
9 August.
So korang get together on that day?
Ya. Yeah.
Kat mana?
Tak, on that day that was the first time we went out. But we made that our official anniversary lah. But we started to...
Yes, so kirakan apa? So all this while, kau tak pernah tanya dia, will you be my girlfriend lah? Korang just macam, okay, apa kata kita buat official on that date?
Yeah.
Prepaid, Syul.
Abi nak... tu ni bukan macam nak kahwin ke
tak,
apa?
Tapi tu tak kena tanya juga siap. Apa? Aku dengan Yasin masih belum lagi official lah.
Apa yang nak kena tanya eh?
Aku dengan Yasin belum masih official lah. Kita dah 1 month dah berbual.
Pasal, no. Tapi takkan macam nak kitanya, terus... Kita thinking macam, kalau... macam tak kena you nak stick dengan I tak?
You don't ask that way. Itu macam ya yeah, aku tahu aku faham. Itu macam primary school ni cara atau secondary really school.
Kan. Abi sama juga apa kalau okay, kau cakap kalau kau refresh.
Tapi kalau sekarang
kalau kau refresh kau nak jadi girlfriend aku.
Dia akan cringe sebab kau berbuang aku. Kau faham tak?
Cringe. Oh.
Cringe sebab kau berbuang aku. Kalau kau berbuang orang macam dengan kau punya matai for example, tak cringe lah. Macam for example lah, aku dengan
it's cringy.
Kau ingat ex aku sebelum Yasin?
Ingat.
Nama, okay, kita namakan dia kuda sebab gigi dia macam kuda. Betul lah.
Macam cibat.
Memang cibat lah. Tapi memang itulah kebetulan, kebenaran apa, cara nak explain dia punya wajah.
Oh, yeah.
Wajah
facial
dia.
Feature.
Facial features dia. So paling obvious sangat kan, kepada pasal facial features dia adalah gigi dia.
Tapi aku punya age pun sama bergigi.
Tapi gigi dia hancur. Gigi dia tak terkeluar.
Terkeluar apa?
Tak
dia macam, dia macam hamster. Saya macam
okay rabbit. Lah hamster lah. Tapi okay lah. Tapi ex aku, gigi dia macam just terkeluar nak mampus lah. Tapi straight, cuma just jongang.
Cik, untuk aku Abid tak lawa.
No shit lah honestly. Aku macam tak ada no orang shit, actually tak ada orang find dia lawa lah. Sel cibai.
Tahu aku pun rasa gitu.
Kenapa yang dia tiba-tiba, asal apa yang buat kau suka dia? Aku tak faham.
Entah, aku macam just rasa macam dia cute. Cute dengan lawa.
I mean,
lah, you
okay
know.
Lah, honestly speaking, sometimes I feel that Abid is quite cute.
Right.
Sometimes.
But
like at most, like macam I wouldn't, it's not the honestly, I would date her kind of cute.
Honestly untuk aku, kalau like if I'm attracted to a person, macam usually kalau dia lawa, I will tend to get intimidated.
Yeah, I know. Kau pernah
then macam aku macam tak suka lah. Nanti macam aku rasa macam kalau jumpa berbuangan lelaki lain, nanti macam lelaki lain terpikat. That's one negative point yang aku macam aku insecure lah. Insecurity. So yeah. Okay, back to the story. Where was I?
Aku tak ingat. Kau tengah berbual pasal,
ya yeah, kita gaduh banyak. Okay, after a few months, the first few months kita gaduh banyak pasal apa? Pasal dia rasa yang we didn't spend much time together.
Tu after how many months of talking? So kirakan
macam 3 months.
So kanya, oh shit, sudah 3 bulan lah.
So dia macam
after 3 bulan baru korang start bergaduh lah kirakan.
Dia start to show that macam dia ingatkan aku macam spend more time with my club and my friends.
Okay, aku tanya kau satu soalan eh. Kau rasa
my own life.
Tahu. Okay, aku tanya kau satu soalan. At what stage do you think a couple should start fighting? How long after they get together?
I don't think it really matter. Kalau if the problem is betul, then okay lah. But ni, this kind of thing is fucking petty.
Yeah, true. Very petty lah.
I mean,
couples really do fight about petty things. Like, you cannot really blame them. Like
macam
what I said, aku pernah cakap kat Yasin lah. Aku cakap, you know, sometimes I am like macam always wondering why couples usually fight. And like macam benda-benda yang kau boleh tak kisah pasal kawan kau, bila kau dengan kau punya matai, kau akan sort. Faham tak? For example eh, kau nak lepak dengan aku, for example. Selalu kerana aku dah tak lambat kan, nanti macam aku cakap, oh aku baru keluar rumah. Atau kau cakap bila kau dah sampai, baru aku akan turun. So like macam tu macam okay, it's just kawan. So macam aku tak kisah, tunggu lah. Nak marah pun tak guna kan. But for some reason, if your girlfriend or your boyfriend, kau akan macam, asal kau kena lambat. Faham tak? Like for some reason, you always just get angry when it comes to your partner. Atau apa lagi, like macam what are the different kind of petty things that you think you can fight your girlfriend?
Entah eh. Apa lagi?
Aku nak bagi kau satu example eh. Aku tadi baru jumpa Yasin.
Okay.
So tadi kita tengah jalan. I think that was like somehow our first official fight. Because what happened eh, dia punya orang, dia suka jalan cepat gila. Aku jalan lag. So bila tengah jalan tu dekat Causeway Point, aku tengah jalan dengan dia. So crowd tengah banyak because it was like around peak hour. So aku tengah jalan. Terus dia jalan laju gila. Aku macam lag lah. Terus aku macam buat bodoh. Aku bodoh kasi dia jalan. Jalan, habis nanti aku jalan lag. Habis nanti dia tunggu kat depan, dia tengok aku. Macam, can you like please walk faster? Habis aku macam
okay, macam, aku rasa aku tahu.
Like, never mind lah. I just wanna, why can't you just relax, you know? Like, if you walk very fast, you're gonna end up being very tense. Like, sebab aku pernah cakap, you know, sometimes if you walk very fast, you tend to have that macam feeling macam kau tengah stress. So it like walking fast can also show that how you pace your life, or macam like how you lead your life. Is that macam everything has to be done fast, everything has to be done quick. Dan macam macam tunjuk yang macam kau tak ada kesabaran. So after that kita tengah jalan, so dah lelek, dah tak ada crowd. So tengah jalan, okay. Terus kita tengah turun slope, habis nampak traffic light. Traffic light baru turn hijau. Habis kita macam, it's like I think 50 meters away from the traffic light. Dia kata nak kejar tak? Aku macam like, ah, boleh tunggu the next one ke? Dia kata macam, aku macam, no, I don't get it. Why must you catch
this light? Kalau aku nak kejar
saja. It's quite dangerous at the same time also. Like macam, kalau kau boleh tunggu, kenapa tak tunggu? Traffic light berlambat-lambat boleh ada. So aku macam, like, can't you just be patient? Like macam traffic light ni, kalau, because you're not supposed to start walking after the traffic light blinks. Because that is technically the safetiness. But tu kalau traffic light kecil, aku faham kau boleh cross tetap. Tapi ni traffic light is from a junction tau, macam besar junction. And then let's say dah tak ada orang nak jalan, habis traffic light macam tinggal 15 seconds, kau fikir kau boleh tangkap. Tapi the reason why traffic light dia lah, macam 30 seconds because traffic light is panjang. So bila let's say tak ada orang nak cross, habis kau masih tengah nak kejar, terus bila tak ada orang nak cross, kereta ada right of way kan. Betul tak? So kereta akan start moving. So kereta akan, like the first car will start moving when there's no one. Kereta kat belakang akan ikut je. So let's say kereta depan dah lepas, habis kau terus lari, habis kereta belakang tengah masih in momentum,
kau kena langgar.
Kau pun kena langgar lah. So macam kau nak risk hidup kau untuk mati just because kau nak kejarkan traffic light. Ini aku cakap lah, like, sebab aku tengah, I think I was tengah triggered. So aku cakap, eh later eh, when you grow old eh, you're gonna be one of those makcik nanti macam apa, kau tengah naik escalator, kau nampak train dah lama, pintu dah lama buka tau, kau masih nak kejar tu train. Kalau kau tengah tengah jalan habis pintu tutup, habis kau mati macam mana?
Actually kan dia tak salah, kau pun tak salah.
Tahu, okay, I mean because she just wants to. Tapi cara aku fikir like, macam, can you just chill? Because no, because
yeah, I get what you're trying to say. Macam kau Tak nak
gabra sangat.
Kau just nak dia relax juga.
Relax lah. Like, I mean at the same time also, because of the previous incident yang dia, aku tengah jalan, habis dia terus jalan cepat gila dalam crossway point. So tu je aku just macam, just walk slower. Terus dia nak cross traffic light, like macam as if traffic light tu is like the last traffic light to ever cross. That's why macam tambahkan aku punya kemarahan. Terus bila aku dah hantar
dia
balik,
at the same time dia pun macam ada rasa macam degil sikit tau, macam actually boleh je.
Yeah, I know. I mean kalau kau dengan couple kau, kau selalu akan macam, so, actually so, boleh pun, macam tak mati pun kalau kau cross. Like, at the same time kau akan mati juga. Tapi boleh pun. Macam up to kau lah actually.
Nak kena convince another way kuih.
Yeah, but honestly speaking eh, if you want to see in the safety point of view, in the normal perspective, nak katakan actually aku betul. Kan? Cuma sometimes when you're rushing, you know, you have somewhere to get to, you want to rush. So hers is the right mentality. Like macam, kalau boleh kejar, kenapa tak kejar? Kalau traffic light tu masih lama, kalau kau just jalan cepat je, kau boleh sampai. But at the same time, thinking of safety aspect, aku betul. Okay, sambungkan cerita kau pasal kau punya petty fights. Petty fights. So kau tengah argue dengan kau punya, dengan adik ni, adik pula, Abid. Lama-lama korang macam just gaduh-gaduh petty things. Okay, then after that,
aku tak tahu if it's, dia punya petty kadang-kadang macam melebih tau.
Sama lah dengan si Guda.
Gaduh, aku tak tahu, gaduh je rabak
gila. Duk sama dengan si Guda.
Like,
aku
okay
dah bilang kau dengan aku.
Aku dah bilang dia banyak kali. Macam, I've got a life too. And the, macam, in the first place pun aku memang tak nak ada matai pun ber. Like, can she respect my time?
Okay, kalau kau nak, if you already at that mentality, shouldn't you be thinking that why you having matai now?
Yeah,
ni asal kau tak stop dengan dia?
I tried, kau terlupa.
Serius lah?
Banyak kali.
Kau tak bilang aku bodoh?
Banyak kali tu. Aku tak linis lah, fuck. Dulu, bila macam baru-baru kita start getting together, aku dah banyak kali saya fikir nak break up. Dia macam mati-mati tak nak break up. Cause, lagi satu, bila
ni after how long kau nak break up ni?
Like maybe bila baru-baru tak gaduh weh.
Eh, dah cepat tu.
Ya,
yeah, 3 months, 4 months nak break up eh.
Yalah, cause
tapi kau dah express sayang belum kat dia?
Dah.
korang dah cakap macam I love you, I will never leave you, all those nonsense shit.
Aku macam cause bila kita gaduh tu kan, nanti kadang-kadang je ada rasa macam suicidal thoughts ke apa lah. Macam depressed, macam nanti kadang-kadang je naik tingkat berapa entah. Habis nanti aku macam ni lah macam concern. Apa nama dia? I'm worried for her lah. Like kau dah pergi tingkat tinggi-tinggi, kau dah nak like kau boleh terjun like anytime. And it will be because of me.
Yeah.
And so macam gitu lah. So that's another reason why I didn't want to break up. Macam
because you felt pity for her?
No, because I thought like if I can like macam because I care about her mental issues. Tak, you mean mental apa? I care for her mental health. Yeah. So macam aku rasa like at that point I just feel that if I stay with her then macam I can help to improve her mental health. Like I really thought that dia punya mental health was getting better lah. Tapi I'm not really sure. Did it?
I don't know man. She's with someone already, so she seems happy, so fuck with her life.
Yeah.
Dia mampu.
So tak jelas sangat sekarang. Macam sampai sekarang aku just tak macam until the end of the relationship I always only care about her mental health. Habis bila dia macam so called cheated on me, I can say she cheated on me lah. Yeah, she really did. Okay, yeah, she did. Bila dia cheat on aku, aku macam rasa cause aku dah start betul-betul sayangkan dia. Aku tak nak lepaskan dia. I didn't even think of like breaking up with her.
So when bila dia cheat on kau?
Bila was it our second year or first
and
year?
That was when you realised that you started to love her.
After the first year aku macam dah macam tekad lah, macam tak nak tinggalkan dia langsung lah. Macam after the a lot of fights, habis we went through shit, then I just feel that macam like aku betul-betul sayangkan dia. Habis kita after that kita ada macam gaduh-gaduh sikit. Habis aku macam dah rasa macam penat. Habis aku buat benda mepek. Habis dia Kita gaduh. Lepas tu dia macam tiba-tiba pergi kat lelaki lain, macam berbual dengan diorang. I don't even know what
she's thinking. Aku nak tanya kau soalan eh. Kau rasa when she cheated on you, do you think that there was a way of like saying karma?
I'm not really sure.
Why not?
Cause bila part aku
okay, sekarang pendengar-pendengar kita tak tahu apa kau buat.
Okay.
So kalau okay, kau nak ceritakan, kau ceritakan je. Kita akan berterus terang kat ni podcast. Okay. So kita tak akan sembunyikan apa-apa. Sebab sekarang orang tak tahu siapa kita.
Okay.
Mungkin orang-orang yang dengar podcast kita ni, orang yang kenal kita, kenal suara kita. Tapi orang-orang kalau yang dari luar, dari tempat lain, tak pernah dengar suara kita. Mereka tak tahu kita siapa.
Okay, so aku, kau ceritakan aku honestly je. Macam tak kisah macam okay lah, semua orang pun nak. Aku manusia.
Kita manusia. Kita ada nafsu.
Ada nafsu.
Kita kadang-kadang tak boleh menahankan nafsu kita. Kita just harus lepaskan.
At some point.
Kita buat dosa. Kita we are not robots. We are not perfect. Okay. So we tend to make mistakes sometimes.
So aku ceritakan
from Alif Aziz lah eh. Senang kata.
So aku ceritakan macam at one point sebelum sebelum dia cari lelaki lain. Dia macam aku macam aku started to find macam WeChat ke apa.
Yeah, WeChat?
WeChat.
We ke me?
Me.
Hah?
And I started to macam berbual dengan perempuan lain lah.
Okay.
Like cause aku nak lepaskan nafsu. I wasn't thinking straight lah. Cause at that point we, our relationship was quite, apa nama dia?
Weak, toxic, unstable.
Unstable.
Okay.
Habis cause kita macam gaduh, habis aku dah macam penat nak layan. Habis aku just go turn to this thing lah. Habis aku macam try to meet someone ke apa lah, macam macam nak explain lah benda ni.
Just at that point of time eh, bila kau tertiba nak lepaskan nafsu kau kan, there has to be something that triggered this emotion, right? You cannot just tertiba kau macam aku nak orang yang connect aku lah.
Aku punya fikiran just macam fuck it.
Tertiba
dengan relationship.
Is ni. It selepas kau masuk NS ke sebelum?
Ni masa aku tengah NS.
Oh.
Macam otak aku tengah macam
cause, no, but what trigger it?
Oh yeah, aku ingat.
What made you suddenly think like aku macam ingat, kau nak cheat?
Cause dia kata yang macam we didn't really spend much time together. Kita asyik gaduh pasal benda ni. Benda ni dah lama tau.
This cheating thing?
No, tak, pasal yang kita jarang jumpa.
Okay.
Aku dalam kira aku nak buat apa.
Okay.
Habis aku ada 2 days off macam weekend. So aku usually spend time with my family. Lepas tu kita bila book in, dia hantar aku. So we spend time there. Spend time together there. Habis bila kadang-kadang aku nak jumpa kawan-kawan aku juga, aku macam pagi jumpa kawan. Pagi spend time family, malam jumpa kawan. Macam gitu lah, macam normal lah. Habis book out still dengan dia, book in still dengan dia. Tapi dia macam masih complain tak ada spend time together. Biar aku macam sort lah, macam kita gaduh pasal benda ni lagi. Macam cerita dah lama, habis sekarang pun macam masih belum lagi macam it's still the same lah. Like nothing have changed. So aku just macam fakir lah. Terus aku macam tiba-tiba go to this me chat thing lah.
Me ke we? Aku nak kau go on we.
Me chat.
Bukan we eh?
Bukan. So yang this girl I was talking to me chat. Kita berbual. Lepas tu but we didn't even meet each other. Kita tak sempat nak jumpa.
Sekejap, aku nak tanya kau benda. Asal kau tak pakai Tinder ke OkCupid ke? Tu lagi senang untuk jumpa perempuan lah. Bukan nak cakap daripada pengalaman lah, tapi dari apa yang aku dengar, cakap
Tinder
orang lagi senang
untuk
nak dapat
relationship.
Tak semestinya. Tak semestinya.
Aku tak ada just feel
tak
that
semestinya
way,
yeah. At some points of time where I was single or when I broke up with the kuda, I actually did go on Tinder or OkCupid to like talk to girls and then just have casual sex. Not sex lah, but like macam, you know, do simple things.
Yeah.
But why didn't you go on that apps? Asal kau?
Pasal untuk aku macam Tinder di yang kau jumpa, diorang memang like every girl confirm ada nafsu juga
ke. Yeah.
Yeah, just that bila kat Tinder diorang punya first thinking is to be in a relationship or just dating.
Okay, but if you have a like, fuckboy attitude, you can just like macam kau boleh just tunjuk.
Tapi aku bukan fuckboy
pun. Kia, tapi kau dah ada nafsu, kau might as well je kan? Tak ke?
Okay.
True kan?
Boleh pergi Gilang je pada
Haji ya. Gilang lagi murah.
Tak.
Orchard Tower
tu pakai duit.
Eh, kau tahu pasal slashing case tu?
Pasal apa je?
Yang kat Orchard Tower?
Ada ke? Tak tahu. Tak kisah. Be then after 1 week I was caught. Then dia macam
okay. I want to know more about your cheating situation ni. Bila kau pakai MeChat, WeChat ni semua, kau tak terfikir yang semua akan jadi orang Cina, orang China? Because bila aku nampak conversation
tak,
kau
tak kisah.
Bila aku nampak conversation kau dengan whoever, aku ingat lagi apa nama dia, Vern eh?
Aku tak ingat.
Love. Learn or something ah, whatever ah.
Oh, L-U-R-V eh.
Ah, Lerv or something ada ah, whatever ah. Okay, like macam
aku rasa di India.
Bila kau, tapi kau ada jumpa dia langsung tak?
Tak.
It's just that in the situation.
But, okay, aku nak dekat jumpa dia. Then she caught me. Dan aku macam rasa macam bersalah. Cause dia, at that point, dia macam betul-betul like express.
Abid call kau?
Hah?
Abid call kau?
No, we met. Then
Abid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think after I book out, mm-hmm. then we had breakfast. Mm-hmm. No, book out habis the next day. Mm-hmm. So we had breakfast. Then kita macam berbual-bual. At that point kita macam tengah tense juga lah. Cause kita tengah gaduh pasal the issue. Habis dia tiba-tiba aku nak pergi bayar bayar untuk perata kita. Habis dia pegang aku punya phone. She was scrolling on to the chat. Habis dia dia tak nak bagi aku balik aku punya phone.
Macam mana dia buka? Asal dia boleh buka tu sampai
dia aku,
buka
ada aku punya ni ke?
Habis asal dia buka aku punya app? Macam mana? What, why? She actually suspected dah.
Dia, I don't know. She just check around my apps all. Then suddenly terjumpa ni. Cause apparently yang aku punya chat aku macam sembunyikan tempat lain. But it's easy to find. Just that kalau kau tak bongkar kau tak tahu lah. So
faham.
Ya yeah. Then dia buka lah. Then she read everything. Then
bila dia, kau datang balik dia, apa dia cakap kat kau?
Speechless.
Dia macam tengok kau, what is this? Is it?
Biar aku macam rasa bersalah gila.
Kau tahu aku pernah kena satu case situation juga sama dengan previous ex aku sebelum kuda. Kita namakan dia Natalie. Okay. Namakan dia Natalie.
Kacang.
Kacang. Okay, so si Kacang ni kan datang dekat rumah aku. Kita baru buat benda lah. Apa, baru lepaskan nafsu dengan dia. Actually sebelum tu aku selalu main game ni. It's called dia macam Scrabble gitu. But like macam kau swipe to get one word, swipe to get as much word as you can. So aku, I was challenging with this one girl. Dia orang Amerika. Aku tak tahu orang Amerika, orang Angmoh lah. Habis lepas tu aku tengah macam dah habis match tu, habis dia kata good game. So it was on a game tau. So I will never meet her. Habis dia kata, habis aku reply balik lah, you look good baby. Habis kisi-kisi face. So for some reason okay, so that was the situation lah. So aku lepas dah macam have fun dengan dengan Kacang ni, aku masuk toilet. Aku masuk toilet, just nice notification untuk game tu keluar. Game oh.
Okay.
Terus dia buka lah, dia ada phone aku. Dia buka, dia tengok. Habis dia macam, terus aku keluar toilet, dia cakap, why are you talking to this girl? So sampai nak emoji-emoji ni semua. Terus aku macam, it's just a game. Habis dia macam terus sedih lah, like macam, why you cheating on me? Aku macam, it's not cheating. It's like macam, it's just a game. I know I will never meet this person ever. And it's only through a game. Like kira kan, after kau press next game, kau tak akan jumpa dia lagi. Dia macam 8 ball pool gitu. Macam kau meet sama habis kau boleh berbual dengan dia kalau kau nak kan. It's just like that tau. And then dia sedih sampai nak nangis-nangis semua. Cakap, don't touch me, whatever. So aku macam, okay, I'm really sorry. If you feel that I cheated on you, I'm sorry. I will never repeat this again. Then from there on, aku learn aku punya lesson. Terus aku macam, but itu perkara kecil lah, honestly speaking. Like, macam aku tak terfikir yang benda macam itu pun boleh sakit hati perempuan. Like macam kau komen, like kalau kau fikir balik kalau kau macam let's say Aida main Farmville kat Facebook. Habis macam dia connect to user-user lain. So macam Facebook chat dengan lelaki ni, cakap hi. Tapi Facebook lain eh.
Okay, back to my story. Aku rasa,
okay, back to your story.
Aku rasa she was really affected lah. Macam kau cakap Kacang, benda kecil gitu pun diorang boleh affected. So aku rasa Aida would be like really affected to it lah.
Cakap je nama dia. Cakap je nama dia.
Kenapa?
Aku tercakap lagi bodoh.
Abi
bodoh lah.
Like I was saying, nanti kau boleh cut yang kau cakap dengan pasal Kacang, benda kecil pun dia boleh get affected. Apalagi
Abi. So Abi rasa macam affected gila lah. So then macam aku rasa menyesal gila. Aku like try to make it up to her. Like I didn't even aku rasa menyesal. Mak aku punya train of thought dah hilang.
And then after the incident, baru Abid fikir macam she should cheat on you, is it? Or she already lost feelings for you?
Aku tak sure. Aku ingat she even showed to her, I think her sister or mum,
mm-hmm,
atau both,
mm-hmm.
So basically they know about it lah. And I was aku macam ledor lah, macam okay lah, diorang dah tahu. Biar aku macam nak.
Kau tak rasa malu ke?
Aku rasa malu. Like I want to apologize to them lah for
did
making
you?
That stupid mistake. Habis I tried to apologize to her, then tried to make it up to her. Dia pun macam tak rasa ke, tak tahu lah. Habis tak ada train of thought.
Okay, so itu adalah pengalaman kawan kita si Jazil punya dengan dia punya ex girlfriend. Okay, so that will be the end of our first episode. Harap mereka korang mendengar lagi dalam episode ke hadapan. Itulah sahaja dari kami, Motai dan Jazil. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam.
Hi guys, so this is my second episode of the podcast. Sorry it's been so long since I actually posted one. And it's because my friends have been making fun of me for actually trying to start a podcast. But you know, I get some views. And so today, let me introduce myself first. My name is Mokta. And for today's episode, we have a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself? Okay, so my host is a bit shy. So today we have a girl with us, and her name is Farhana. Her name is Farhana. Okay.
Hi guys.
I don't know what the fuck. Okay, so actually, since just now we have been talking, it's actually just me lah. I've been talking about my past relationships to her. Right now, me and Farhana are having an affair. Yes, I'm cheating on my girlfriend right now. She's in, yeah. So we're just talking about how my past relationship was shitty, and let's refer to my ex as kuda because her gigi macam kuda. Yes, I mean her facial features were very strong. Hidung tinggi, mancung, macam you know how hidung tinggi means sombong, right? I mean, I guess it's not that she was sombong lah, but she never really had much friends, and she couldn't click with a lot of girls. So
kau gigi dia.
Gigi dia jongang nak mampu, siul.
Bastard bodoh.
Tak bastard lah, actually. Okay.
So, who's your girlfriend now?
So, my girlfriend now is currently this girl who lives at...
I mean, you don't have to say where she lives. You know.
Oh, listen. She lives at Marsiling. Okay. Yeah. And her name is Yemen. Dude, don't fucking do the whoa.
What? I didn't do that.
Don't lie.
Not really.
Just because they can't see you doesn't mean they can't hear you.
Okay, sure.
Okay, guys, let me just let you know where I am right now. I'm currently at Woodlands with the girl I'm having an affair with. It's currently around 1:15, 1:45, 1:30 a.m. in the morning. And it's because her parents are away.
Okay.
In Malacca. So that's why she is able to hang out with me now. We had a good Muay Thai Kun session just now. For those who know what Muay Thai Kun means,
you know.
If you don't know, your problem, eh? Yeah, we're just currently parking, just chilling, because why the fuck not?
Exactly. So what should we talk about today? My ex? Your ex?
Let's talk about your ex.
My ex? Okay, let's give him a name. What?
Let's call him Dr. Chibai.
That's too long.
Okay, let's name him Chibai.
Okay. Okay, Chibai.
Okay. So, okay, Farhana, how long were you with Chibai?
I was together with him for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was in 2015. And it was a toxic relationship, I guess.
Okay, what do you define as a toxic relationship?
Okay, so what I had with him was, you know, like your typical stupid couple.
Mm-hmm. Puppy love.
I guess. So, we argue a lot. We just didn't agree on a lot of things. Things just don't work out.
Would you say that your relationship was based on lust? Answer carefully. Your affair is listening.
Le bodoh.
Cibai, kau nak berkata? Okay. Okay, never mind. It's okay. Let's skip the question. Wow. She just gave me the hint of why
not
the fuck
really.
Are you saying anything? So, to Mr. Chibai, if you're listening, fuck you.
I don't think he'll ever like listen to this. So
if he hears
fuck
it,
off,
so fuck him, Chibai.
Fuck him,
fuck you, shut.
Honestly. Okay, so. Yeah. So okay, so there was once, I think it was at our 2 month mark.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you know, back then we had asked, I think I told you this before. So we dulu kita semua active on ASFM. Oh my god, I can't talk like now. Apa?
Cibai kucing, apa kau nak? Asal kau nak panjat? Dude, climb.
You won't climb lah.
You cannot climb here, right?
No. Tak lah, it's just. Where the fuck is it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. Cibai, panjat. Okay, continue your story.
Okay. Wait, let me. Dude, I should have brought down my water, man.
Can. My water bottle sudah habis.
What the fuck, bro? Seriously. Okay, so anyway, we were active on RSFM. So, dulu punya RSFM was, if someone asks you a question, you can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure these people know what RSFM is.
Okay.
They're probably around our same age, right? If they listen.
Okay, shut up. So, and also when you ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Apa eh? I forgot how it works. Ask a question. Okay, whatever lah, sia. Anyway. So my ex, Chibai, he got questions like, are you sure you want my number? So my number is blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So which means he's like having a conversation with another girl through ASFM. You know, you get what I mean? So that means my ex tanya the questions and then.
But your ex know who he, she was.
Duh.
But you knew about it, is it?
Yeah, because I remember I was in Krabi. Then I just saja-ja nak like log on to his ASFM account. So I saw it lah. Then I was like,
speaking of which, do you think it's okay for couples to have each other's like social media account?
I don't know. Like, if you trust each other, why do you need to have each other's account?
I mean, just for the sake of it lah.
I guess.
Like macam just like you just entered your social media punya details into my account, kind of thing, and I added mine to yours. Do you think you ever reach that stage?
I don't know. I think so.
I feel maybe. Like it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, like macam, like what you say, if you trust that person, that person trusts you.
Exactly.
You wanna continue your story?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just looking through just for fun lah.
Dude, is there like any vending machine around or like something? Yeah. I got fucking loads of coins.
Oh, is it yang that time I kasi you? Okay, anyway, I think ada. Oh, kat sana ada. Anyway. So yeah, so I sent I took a screenshot of that page full of questions. I sent it to him. Then he was like, I don't remember what he said, but it was, we had a whole argument. But I still like maafkan dia, cause you know, love is blind.
You trusted him, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, I think he said like, oh, I had no intentions or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, what the fuck lah. So yeah, I mean, I was sad, but I don't know. Yeah. Stop it lah. Bodoh.
Yeah. Bodoh boleh belajar. Tapi muka aku tak macam gajah.
I want to say something offensive. It's okay.
Dude, my socks smell. Fuck it. Okay.
Apa siapa? Lame bodoh.
Nanti busuk sikit kaki. Tak payah bau lah.
Eh, kimak bau sah.
It's acap socks, so don't blame me.
Serius lah, but it's your feet. Aish.
I got athlete's foot. I got athlete's foot.
Not really.
Because I'm an athlete. Yeet. JK, LMAO.
Okay, what are the...
Okay, let's play a game.
Oh my god, what game?
Okay.
Kimak bau sah.
Tak kimak-kimak kat sini apa. Mak kau kat Melaka lah actually.
Tak, okay, diam.
Mak kau kat Jurong. Diam. Okay, let's play a game. Serious. I was wanted to play this game with you, but you, I don't know why you didn't agree. Because I suggested game on the bus. Apa? You were taking a bus from Jurong Point to Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, let's play ABC
oh.
game. Like what we play just now, but instead of names, okay, just yeah, things. Yeah. So,
okay,
like the first person to run out of words to say in the letter loses. Any word.
Okay,
let's start with A. You wanna start first? Scissors, paper, stone.
Apa? Anything kan?
Anything.
Okay.
Okay, no animals.
Apa sah?
No animals, no cities.
Okay.
Okay, scissors.
Berlin.
Eh, bodoh. Apa yang Berlin, Shell?
Okay, scissors, paper, stone.
Scissors, paper, stone. Okay, start first.
Okay. Aish.
Okay, no wait. No names.
Okay.
Anything I say for names.
Wait, so no animals, no
can,
name?
Can. Animals.
So just names.
Yeah, names tak boleh. Okay, ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Apple.
Adapt.
Oh, so we are just, oh, not like A, B.
No.
Tak eh. Okay.
You know, this game is more fun when you're drunk. I told you before, right? Yeah, okay, yeah, continue.
So should we get drunk?
What the fuck? You cannot buy alcohol and you're not legal enough to drink.
Eh, tak bilang orang pun. Okay.
Exactly. Like, you're not even 17, Syah, for fuck's sake. Aku pedo, Syah.
Okay, so I'm 6.
What? On to the game, please.
Okay, okay, can we restart? I'm Mokta.
Wait, you said a name just now.
Whose name?
Whose name was that?
I don't know. It's probably your like ex, some fucking dumbass. Maybe.
Okay,
stop it.
Okay, okay, your turn, your turn.
Put it down.
I said adapt.
Okay, I say amazing.
Ant.
Amboy.
Only English. Apa yang amboy? Amboy, Mak Mina sayang. Mina kaki tembirang.
Okay, damn. I'm kind of dumb, guys, so...
We all know that.
Okay, but... ample.
Ooh. Amplitude.
Adaptability.
Oh, I said that. Aroused. What? That's a word.
What's amazed.
Amaze.
Amazes.
What the fuck? What the fuck is amazes?
Tak ada. Okay, English A1, go.
Astounding.
You don't have to use big words.
That's not big, ah.
It's long.
It's quite small, actually, if you write it down. Aku dah penat. Aku just nak
bayar. Wait, what do you say?
Astounding.
Astonishing.
What was his name with an accent? Abacus.
Kimak, diam lah. Anaconda.
Tak, 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 tak kelakar. Muka tak macam putih nak. Animal.
S.
Application. What?
Tak ada. I don't fucking know. Air. quick, quick. Dah, you lose lah.
Yeah, okay.
B.
B. Scissors, paper, stone. Scissors, paper, stone. Scissors, paper, stone. Scissors.
Lame.
Okay, start first.
Babi.
English, motherfucker. English.
Okay, boy. Boy, boy, boy.
Bubble.
Bang.
Basic.
Bass.
Bound.
Bow.
Bang.
I said that.
You didn't say bang.
What did I say?
Bass.
I said bang before that.
No, you didn't say that.
I did, I think.
Later we can see.
Okay, here.
Apa yang here? B.
There's a B.
Tak lakar.
Okay.
Dah, I said my word.
Bounce.
Biscuit.
Basketball.
Basket.
Ball.
Blue.
Black.
Beach.
Birkenstock.
Hey, brands are not allowed.
Who said that?
I said it.
For names.
It's my name. It's my game. My rules.
My game, my room. Okay, continue.
Your turn.
Eh? Oh.
You cannot say Birkenstock.
Bash.
Brand.
I'm out.
Are you sure? Come on, there's a lot of words.
Blush.
Bear. You're looking around for a bee. There's a bee.
Tak ke? Continue.
Okay, my turn.
Apa kau mepis, sah? See,
serious, there's a lot more B.
There's a B. Okay, habis you nak buat sampai Z.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay, then, okay, let's restart, change the games. A, B, C all the way. So
that's
a,
what
game,
I said.
Okay,
bodoh, sah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apple.
Boy.
Cow.
Doink.
It's not a word, it's a sound.
You're doink.
Cepat.
This.
Elephant.
Fart.
Ground.
Hi.
Ink.
Junk.
She wanna start K.
Kamu ketau.
What the fuck? K. What starts with K?
Kambing.
Hey, there's no word that starts with K.
Apa kau mepek?
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra sit so
nyata.
L, lame. L, M.
Magnificent.
Noise.
Open.
Preach.
Queen.
Rest.
Sex.
Tip.
Umbrella.
Apa sah? V. V. Violin.
World.
W. X. Xylophone. Oh my god. Why? Yam.
Yak.
Zebra. Dia kena sound effect.
Okay, your turn start with A.
Okay. I tadi start kan?
No, I started with A. I said apple, you said boy.
Oh, okay. I thought I won.
How do you win?
I thought I paper tak eh.
Yeah, but now you start lah.
Okay. Apa I start A.
Yeah. Okay, this is the last round eh, guys.
Okay, amazing. Actually, this game is boring, sir.
Bear.
Cat.
Dog.
Elephant.
Fish.
Gate.
House.
Ink.
I said ink.
Okay. You said elephant also.
I said elephant first just now.
Okay, yeah. Then I say what? Abis rasa dia tegur.
Tak dengar.
Okay. I. Ink.
I said ink.
I know. Wait, let me think.
Say it twice.
I can't think.
Okay, go.
Ignite.
Banyak-banyak word kau play ignite.
A. Habis apa I like?
Jelly.
Jelly?
Jelly.
Okay. Yep. Shit.
Exactly.
Adalah.
Tak ada.
Tak ada. Okay. Potassium.
King, kingdom,
kangaroo. Okay lah, tadi tak nak fikir. Sekarang nak fikir.
Sekarang baru lah. Okay.
Okay.
No, okay. I cannot use the those three words, I already say. Okay, if you cannot think of a word for more than 5 seconds, I will say all the words I know, then you cannot say those words, you have to think another word.
Eh, kima.
Make the rules up as we go.
Sekarang people know I'm dumb.
You are very. That's why you're failing PFP.
Oh my god, true. Shit, yeah. Kimak masih lah bau.
If you love me, you smell my feet.
You.
Cepat, I dare you.
If I love you, what if I don't?
Okay, let's play truth or dare then.
You lame. Okay.
Well, truth or dare tau.
Okay. I'll just pick truth.
Same. Let's just play a game of truth lah.
Okay.
Oh no. We should play 20 questions.
I guess.
So turn by turn ask 20 questions. So 10 hands.
10 fingers bodoh.
10 fingers. You ask the first question. The rule is that you can ask the same person the same question to the same person.
Okay. What do you feel about Yemen?
What do I feel? I feel that she is very cheerful. She is very positive. You know, so far I've never seen her get mad at me before. Because she's always annoying. Yeah, she is annoying. Honestly, sometimes she gets annoying. I just don't see it. I'm like, I'll think to myself like, why am I dating her? Is this karma for me? For how I behave like that? Because exactly how Yemen behaves is how I behave. To be honest, not to say that it's annoying, but like, I mean, it was annoying for that person. So I was like, when I see, like, when it's me facing it, it's actually not annoying. It's just like, macam, it's annoying, but it's like, it's a good kind of annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get.
Like, it's annoying that I wouldn't mind. It's not like annoying, it's like, hey, annoying, bodoh, just fuck off, lah.
Don't you feel, you feel that way? What the fuck?
No, that's how, that's what I say. I mean, there are times where you're annoying, like
annoying.
A wrong time. Okay. It's annoying. It's just wrong timing. If it's like not doing anything, if you're annoying, I don't mind actually.
Hey, sial babi.
Gaduh. Okay. Yeah, that's what I feel.
That's great.
But all in all, she's pretty cute. Really, she's pretty cute.
I see.
I mean. Not that I go for looks, but like, I mean, I do. What the fuck? Not that I go for looks, but I do.
Okay, damn.
I mean, it's a bonus lah. She's been pretty. Blush.
What do you say?
Must be blush.
Not really. I'm not Yemen. I'm Farhana.
Yeah,
exactly. I shouldn't be...
Okay, my turn to ask.
Yeah.
Since you're only 16, let's keep it PG.
PG.
Okay.
That's rude.
One thing about me that you don't like.
Everything.
Ouch. Cepat, I'm being serious.
Okay. One thing I don't like about Mokhtar is... the smell of his socks.
No, that's not legit.
That's legitness.
No one likes the smell of anyone's socks, honestly.
Honestly.
Cepat, legit one.
Okay. Okay, sometimes.
Cepat. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, sometimes I feel that. Okay, wait, let me think.
Wait, you don't even have one?
I don't know. Not now.
Oh, you just don't want to say it?
No.
What do you mean sometimes I feel? You want to say something?
Because I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to waste time. Get it? Exactly. Okay. Oh my god. I don't like it when you raise your voice on me. What the fuck?
Legit lah.
Yeah. That shit hurts.
Like macam
then she heard it.
Even like macam tengah jogging-jogging kan of pekik.
Sometimes I don't know. It actually tengok my mood lah, honestly.
But your reaction is like macam just play it cool kind of reaction.
Because I don't get mad. It's like playing fire with fire. I don't
know. This is a good way of living things.
Yeah, I don't want
just
that.
To let you know.
What?
One thing that Kuda doesn't like about me is that my anger issue. So I guess there was like small traits of my anger issue sometimes I feel. But to me it's like macam it's not okay. I mean usually when I raise my voice is because I'm mad, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. But I always say to the Kuda like macam my actions is always based on consequences. Because of things you did. You know, your actions reflect on my actions. My actions reflect on your actions. It's because of what you do, I do those things. So you don't do those things, I won't do these things. Simple equation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't raise my voice unintentionally. Or like, macam, for no fucking purpose. Like, macam,
you did just now, fuck
okay,
off.
Okay, how?
I know it was joking, but that shit hurt it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Fuck off.
No, I'm serious, I'm sorry.
Okay, sure. Dimaafkan.
Okay. Legit ah?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, your turn.
My turn. Okay. So, the fuck? Let's ask some stupid questions. I don't fucking know. This is boring. Wait. I feel like I have to write it down and like list out all the questions first. Then we can play the game. But oh, I can't ask you the same questions as you did. Right?
I already said in the first question, they say, what do you think about Yemen?
Is it?
So if you ask me what do I don't like about Yemen, that would be the answer. Also. Like you're annoying. I mean, Yemen is annoying at wrong time sometimes. I mean, it's good to be, you know, always laughing, be, you know, hyper. Like, I mean, I do make jokes at the wrong timing, but like, macam, I mean, I think I've addressed it before in text.
Yes.
Like, macam, dude, can you like just stop? Like, sometimes it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, macam, it's not pissed off, macam, like, sikit-sikit benda ni, sikit-sikit benda ni. You know what I mean? Like, not really. Every single time. It just pisses me off, but I feel like it's real one day, so. Try to reduce it. Okay, Yemen, whoever you are.
Fuck off. Okay, anyway, but you see, in text is different.
No, okay, it's like macam, for example,
like macam, you wouldn't be annoyed if I said it in real life. I mean, you would be annoyed.
Actually,
but
I would lah.
No, your response would be different. You get me? In
no,
true text.
Because I don't want to fight. I like what you say. Don't fight fire with fire.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Continue.
So like, yeah, like macam like for example, I just want to have like a normal, like unless it's just a sweet moment. It's like, babe, I love you. It's like, not really. I'm like there's never a time. It's not never. Like macam tak akan serious.
Ada
like, no, okay, no. One thing I know for sure is that I feel like she's gonna get out of that stage. It's just a stage. It's just a phase. I mean, I was like that back then. Like, you know, the older you get, the more mature you'll be. I mean, I still have my fun side lah, but like, macam, it's reduced, you know, now. The older I get, the less it'll be. So what? It means that you're gonna be more boring in the future. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're gonna break up with her?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
I feel like sure.
Do you think you ever leave Yemen?
Oh, that's a good question. I will leave if it becomes toxic. When you have to lie about where you are, or who you're with, or what you're doing to the other person, I feel like that is a toxic relationship.
True.
No, but sometimes it's like a must, you know, to not tell the person. Like, for example, like back then, okay, I don't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure? To be truthful, I did it once.
Okay.
I did it once.
What, with me? With Yemen?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember when I said, actually, it was before I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember one time I said that I promised I would stop smoking. That was my last cigarette.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I did tell you that I stopped smoking. But then I did smoke.
Wasn't it with Safwan? When you said that? Tu zombie lah siya. Zaman crown.
No lah, I mean, serious. Can you remember that day when I was with Safwan and you say it smelled like cigarettes? And I said, like, dude, that was like my last cigarette. Actually, it was on that day.
No,
after
wait.
I said that. Actually, it's after I said that.
No,
I went to lip out with Clan. Then I smoked some more. No, that was the last one. At least that was the last day.
Wait, wasn't it we oh, you cakap you were wearing your sister's
jacket. No, not that day. That one is really bau rokok from the jacket.
So it was before that.
Yeah. The day I said I will stop smoking.
You said that many times.
No, the first time.
Okay.
Like macam, that was my last cigarette kind of thing. You asked me, will you ever stop smoking? I said, that's my last cigarette. Then you said, okay, I trust you. Because you said you don't like me smoking. And I said, don't worry, I won't smoke anymore.
Okay, just don't smoke in front of me.
But I will smell a little.
Exactly.
So like, let's say if I go like teman Safwan hisap rokok.
Mm-hmm.
So I can smoke lah.
Not really.
And then?
I don't know.
That's not smoking in front of you, but.
But like,
okay, that time I went to opposite with Fahim and Safwan and Acap.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fahim nak beli rokok. Then tanya siapa-siapa nak cut dengan dia. Cut is like half lah.
Mm-hmm.
Buy half, then you get half of the pack. Then I was like thinking, okay, Fahim, you cut lah. Cause I was thinking, okay, dia pegang rokok, so the rokok won't be with me. So kirakan no one will know I still smoke, kind of thing.
Wait, so tadi yang dumb bag tu siapa punya?
That one is Safwan's one.
Okay.
Because my rokok is with Fahim. I split with Fahim.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen him for so long already. So apa? Oh, Safwan put the cigarette in my bag because he had to go home. Okay, so with Fahim. So he had to hold my cigarette. So technically I have half the pack. So, but that was just an, I was like, okay, if I will want to smoke, I will smoke, kind of thing. So kirakan I had intentions to lie to you.
Okay.
But I've not met him for so long. I'm pretty sure he really finished the rokok pack. So technically I didn't smoke it. But I've always lied to Kuda about smoking. Always. So if you're listening to this, you fucking bitch.
Hey,
I've
rude.
Always said, like you say, do you smoke? I was like, no. Do you still smoke weed? No.
Do you still drink?
No. Bitch, I drank after we broke up. I drank when every time we fight. Cause it's just such a toxic relationship. You know your best friend? She's actually a whore.
Ooh, who's your best friend?
Some sailor, seafarer. She said, it's a life of a seafarer, that's why we always have sex. That's such a fucking bad excuse.
Aku tak buka aib orang siap, budu.
I didn't say her name, what?
Okay, yeah, but like, still.
Do they even know who's kuda?
If they know, they know. If I get...
No, the people who listen to my podcast, the skunk, SK4K, they know that about the best friend of kuda.
Okay.
Because I told them. Tak payah buka aib orang pun. Kena lah actually. Orang jahat kena buka aib. Orang baik tak boleh. Ini semua ajaran Abu Jah.
Alhamdulillah.
Astarfilk.
Firok.
Firaun.
Ah.
Okay. What's the same?
I mean, I don't... It's not that I don't care about you smoking, but I don't know. Just tell me when you do. I don't know.
Dude, I even made a story that I never forgot.
Kuda.
Kuda.
I mean, can you edit this? No.
It's hard lah. You have to find the audio.
Okay, yeah, listen to the whole part.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, so I told Kuda once.
Continue.
That. The time, because I wanted to make it seem real. So, okay, that time I went to smoke weed with Kai Ling and Baby Bob.
Mm-hmm.
You know Baby Bob is in that show. I love... Who's the main character?
Uh-huh.
Exactly, so that person.
Okay.
So, Baby Bob and Kai Ling. I went to smoke weed with them. Then that night I told I was about to say it again. I told Kuda that I went to lepak with them. Then I told then the next day I met her and then I said, you know, yesterday Kai Ling and Baby Bob smoke weed, then they ajak me. Nanti I said, it's okay, I'll just take care of them. But actually I was smoking skirt.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah.
What did you say?
You said, oh, this is so bad. You shouldn't, are you sure you don't smoke weed anymore? I was like, yeah, I'm sure. There was one time I was smoking weed while talking on the phone with her. And then Kai Ling asked me, like, dude, can you, like, hurry up? Like, pass the weed.
Didn't you drink and call her before? You were drunk. Or something.
Yeah, but down I can seem sober. I sound not sober. Not really actually. She just doesn't know how a drunk person sounds. You know, she's very innocent. Like, not only innocent, like she doesn't know shit. She doesn't know anything. She's one innocent fucking bitch with big teeth.
You didn't have to say that.
It's a mask lah.
Not really.
Her teeth is fucking huge.
It's not huge, it's just the alignment of her fucking jaw.
That's the poor.
Exactly.
It makes her ugly when she smiles.
Let her be lah, what the fuck, she's born like that, right?
Boleh pakai braces lah, actually. Like, you were born with ugly teeth, why do you wear braces then?
Because I can afford it. I'm not saying that she...
Oof! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
No. But like, if she can afford it, she should go lah. But
honestly speaking,
no comment.
Honestly speaking, she can't.
She can. She doesn't want to, I guess.
Habis 1K minta balik. Technically, I have all the receipts that I borrowed the money from her, from the Grab.
Oh my god, korang still very calculative. Just shut the fuck up, sia.
Not korang, actually. Okay, it's just her. She just wants her fucking money back. kata, I need to buy a new phone, so can you give me back the 1K? Bitch, you're using a fucking iPhone 10 now.
Is she?
Yeah, iPhone XS Max or whatsoever. She bought the same phone as Irfan. And Imran.
Edit.
Yeah, she bought the same phone as her best friend.
Damn. Yeah. Is it even still recording?
Yeah, I saw it during FOC. Yeah. And I was like, oh, new phone. Must be cool.
Must be. Is it even her phone?
I think she bought it, right?
Dude, she can afford an iPhone.
No, but the thing is that her number is still the same, right? Because I remember after FOC, she texted me to tanya pasal FOC ni admin fees. Because I didn't fucking pay. Because I didn't want to pay. Then she texted me lah. Then after she texted me 8429-1407. And you guys can use that number to prank call. 8429-1407. Please prank call that number.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I didn't want to pay. So I didn't save, because I deleted her number, right? Mm-hmm. So when she texted me, I was like, hey. It was after FOC and I already saw her using the iPhone. Mm-hmm. So I was like thinking that she didn't change her number and she's using prepaid though. Because you know, if you buy any phone with a line, it's cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. She is using prepaid. Means she didn't buy the phone with the line. Which means she bought the phone full price.
Yeah.
And iPhone 10 or iPhone 7 or 8, it's like, yeah, almost 2K actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but what the fuck?
She bought the XS punya version.
The small.
Yeah, no, XS is small, right?
The smaller one.
Yours is what? XS Max. Yeah, same as yours. Almost 2K lah, siya.
Gila
lah. 1.9 something, 1.8 something. Yeah, that's 2K.
Mana tahu dia buat beli second hand ke apa?
Could be lah, but no matter what, it's still expensive as fuck.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, that's why I like macam, you just want the 1K just for your own spendings, so you can spend the money with her
boyfriend. Or maybe she just wants to do braces.
Oh, now what braces? Braces 5K, Sial.
No, yours is 5K.
Yeah.
Eh,
how much is yours?
3.8? I don't know, I don't remember.
Hey, do you get bursary?
I think so.
Huh?
I don't know, why?
Like, during secondary school, do you get bursary money?
I think so, yeah.
Is it every year or every month?
Every year. Hey, gila. Sorry. Sorry.
Every year?
Yeah. Almost every, yeah, every year.
You get
How
much you get?
1 year, around, average $500 to $800.
Oh. Asal? I thought if you're, okay, that one, you cannot apply. Do you have Mendaki? Is your school fees under Mendaki?
I don't know. One fuck no. Asal? But it depends, right? Called, like, your family
income.
Yeah. Only my dad is working, so.
But if the income is still more than
5K. No.
I don't know. But my house is not eligible for income because both parents working. Then my sister, money also, for some reason, is included in the household income.
Yeah.
So like macam, all together combined, you combine a stewardess,
teacher,
MOE. Minister and
President.
She basically president of Singapore.
Your mama lima Yaakob. Lame bodoh, lame.
Mak aku lima Yaakob tu.
Lame sah. Continue. Walau.
Gaji je sebesar gila bapak.
Gila lah bapak.
Gila, selamat.
Siapa selamat?
Selamat lah, selamat tinggal lah.
Selamat Hari Raya. Alhamdulillah.
Hari Raya je baru lepas.
Cool. So what are you gonna name this podcast?
ships with my girlfriend.
Oh, so wait, who's your girlfriend now? So it's Farhana or Yemen?
I have to.
Gila. So you try aku planning
playboy.
To you're planning to marry four lah. Ikut sunnah. Easy.
Ikut sunnah tu je lah. Like that's the only sunnah that I do. Like macam aku lah bujar sikit. So like
oh,
macam
sikit je.
Sikit je.
Oh,
so, kalau faham. Pasal solat-solat ni semua tak main lah. Kurban tolong.
Sunnah je tu. Sunnah je.
You know what sunnah also?
What?
Sunnah is the things that Nabi Muhammad do. Hmm? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the only sunnah that I'm going to do is marry four.
Okay.
Kalau sunnah
Abuja?
Abuja is solat sekali sehari, puasa 15 days for Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
Instead of 30.
Okay.
And mutaiku banyak-banyak.
Mutaiku ni
InsyaAllah boleh masuk neraka.
InsyaAllah.
InsyaAllah. Astagfirullahaladzim. Bodoh saya. Kau
ajar apa sahaja?
Apa ajaran Abuja?
Astaghfirullah.
Dude, why do we establish that anything that is haram is Abuja?
Yes sir.
Abuja, isn't it like macam...
It's just a character, right?
No, I know, but like macam... It's not even like... It's not even like macam... Ajaran salah. He's just a ghost, right? Hmm. Isn't he the main ghost?
Is he a ghost?
He was a ghost.
I don't know.
No, he was the one who just... He's just someone that macam fake, right?
Fake? What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
Before Abuja, before Selamat, before bursary.
Why did the bursary come up? Oh, pasal duit.
Why we... Oh, kuda.
Dude, we skipped the 20 questions.
Exactly. It was your turn.
Okay. Why are you so beautiful?
You're way too beautiful. I don't fucking know. My mom, my dad. I would like to thank my mom, my dad, God. Who's God? Allah. Not Abuja. Yeah, that's all.
I love you.
Stop it. Push, yeah?
I love you.
Love you.
Why are you so pretty?
Not really. Not really.
The official features are so perfect.
This 10 line?
Yes.
Not really.
You have nice eyebrows. You have a good jawline.
No.
Your nose is cute. Your ears are good shape. Not too big, not too small. Your eyes are symmetrical.
You can't see anything but my teeth. Stop it!
You're just so beautiful.
Thanks. Yemen is gonna kill you if she hears this. Mokta. Copyright. Must be out of tune.
Have I ever told you before that I, me and my best friend, let's name her
which best friend?
Sofian.
Okay.
You know who Sofian is?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And Fahim.
Mhm.
Fahim Fakhar.
Fakhar.
Fahim. Fahim and Sofian.
Okay.
Actually no, it was more of Fahim. So me and Fahim at the time, I told you right that we created in apa Tinder accounts for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I was with Fatiha. Dude, fuck is wrong with me, Kuda.
Continue.
I was with Kuda back then, so she was pissed off when I did it lah. She thought that it was my Tinder account.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, cause she saw my phone and she said, why do you have Tinder? It's like, oh don't worry, it's for Fahim actually. It's like, I made an account for Fahim so that I can text guys and play with their feelings. Cause I put my bio there as like macam, I'm down to have fun if you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I flirted with a lot of guys. So I matched with, cause I just swipe, and match every match. Then every guy would just send like some fucking disgusting text, you know, like macam, hey, I heard you're having fun. Where do you live? I can come by, or you can come by my house. I just line sikit, flirt sikit, and then after that they send dick pic, and I'm like, yo, that's a dick. And then after that I was like, Fahim, you receive a lot of dick pics. And he's like, what about me? Like, you have a date with this girl, you have a date with this girl, you have a date with this girl. Like, duh, aku ada matai sih, macam mana aku nak date-date ni semua? Like, macam aku just bodoh. Kau tu, like, you just keep it there. Like, macam, aku tak akan sampai bilang orang tu semua, like, tu jumpa kau boleh. Like, apa yang kau nak buat situ kat aku eh? I said, tak lah, might as well just jumpa je for fun. So I was like, no, I didn't do it. Actually, honestly speaking, I wanted to download Tinder a few days ago, I think. Yeah, a few days ago. I just wanted to see how my account was doing. Because my account is still alive. It's just that I deleted. Okay, you wanna know where I deleted Tinder?
When?
1 week after talking to you. But I already not used it for a long time.
So it's just deleted for?
No, like, but before I deleted it, I actually opened, I see all my matches. I see all the conversations I had. Then after that, I was like, okay lah, just swipe right a few more times. Oh, I got a few matches, match. And I was like, okay, delete. But 1 week after talking to you, actually, that talking period was like, macam, dah suka actually. Dah confess each other. Me and Yemen.
Oh.
Dah confess to each other. Nah, terus lah. Like,
not each
like,
other lah.
Dude, the fact that I deleted Tinder for Yemen, right? It means that it's serious lah.
Serious.
But at that point of time, kita macam belum lagi like macam comfort anything lah. Just like macam setakat have interest for each other. But I took it so seriously. The fact that I deleted Tinder.
What the fuck, sir?
Kan?
Gila.
Macam like, obviously Yemen had no interest in me.
Exactly.
They just benci aku.
Like no shit lah, sir.
I what? Should break up with Yemen and be together with you.
Farhana?
Yeah. Farhana, do you want to be my girlfriend?
No thanks.
You can be my second girl, like that Kuda and the slender girl.
Oh, ooh, ooh. Damn.
Damn.
Shit. This is voodoo things. This is mukta things.
Mukta.
Muktai
kun. Actually, most of the girls that I follow on Instagram, the one they see macam like, eh, lawa apa dia ni? Like, macam, I've never met them before. It's always, because these girls, they put their Tinder Instagram account. Actually, the reason why I wanted to download Tinder a few days back, I just wanted to see if your account ada ke tak. Like, you had an account. It's not that I don't trust you, I just wanted to see if you actually ever
you
been on Tinder.
You could have asked me, sir. What the fuck?
I mean, if I asked you, like, who knows, you could lie.
True.
So I just like,
I wouldn't lie though.
I wanted to download and like macam see if I, like, I want to download and just swipe until I've come across your account.
What the fuck?
And then if I see your account, I'll be like, I want to see lah. Macam like, what photos you put, what bio you put.
Honestly, I wouldn't have any like photos to put anyway, so.
But you never thought about having a, like, no. Macam, have you ever had an account on any dating apps? Like in that 4 years before after you break up and until before you met me.
But like, I don't know, I wasn't interested in dating. What?
At all?
Yeah.
What made you change your mind? What made me change your mind?
Honestly, like, orang tak suka aku, aku tak suka orang lah. No lah, not, I don't know, I don't fucking know. I was just like into studying, you know. Honestly. And not,
kau tak
not
belajar actually.
Aku belajar sia bodoh.
Dude, tidur kat kelas.
Now.
Is it because you met me?
No. What the fuck? No. But eh, I was top in level, man. In sec 3. I'm damn proud.
Okay. So actually you're smart lah.
I don't know. I used to think I was smart until I'm in this stupid school.
Actually Jun masih banyak sih.
Dah berapa hari?
Baru tadi top up.
Oh. Okay, and so what made me change my mind was,
yeah,
I don't know, I think we just vibe, you know. I just like talking to you.
No, but if you had your mindset
not
dating, you shouldn't even have talked to me.
Don't ask me that kind of shit, man.
Why? You cannot answer.
I, yeah.
Like, what made me want to date so fast after? Actually, I didn't expect it also, actually. Actually, I did tell myself that I don't want to date after breaking up with today.
You thought wrong.
But I felt like, macam, it was enough time for me to start dating because, like, really, like,
dude, why is it wrong for you to date right after?
Do you think it's,
I don't,
it's
think
wrong.
It's wrong. I don't think it's wrong.
Like, okay, let's say 1 week after breaking up.
No, it's
wrong. Don't you think like that person still has feelings for the person, for the ex?
If you don't,
huh?
You're not obligated to.
Like, macam, like, what if